Hello, hello everyone. Congratulations on making it past the middle of December. What an amazing year it has been, with its ups and downs. I was telling some people that this has been such a roller coaster here for me. But indeed, we judge God faithful. We call Him faithful. He's a good Father. So I hope your December has been great. I pray that you and your family are doing well. Welcome, 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 welcome to another episode of the Dart Prayer Podcast. We are steadily wrapping up this year, but man, we can definitely say that God is faithful, that He is a good Father, that He never fails, even in the midst of uncertainties and chaos or whatever the case may be. We judge Him to be faithful. If this is your first time, this is the Dart Prayer Podcast. And my name is Deborah Ayodele. It is a joy and a delight for me to be here hosting this platform where we just pray for the destinies of our children. We partner with God to shape the destinies and the future of our children. If there's one thing that is going to last way longer than my time on earth, I know for a fact that it is my prayers. So this is why it is very important for us to invest a lot of time, not just praying, but specifically speaking the word of God over our children, over their lives, over their destinies. And yes, again, this is why we're here. So I'm going to cut right to the chase. This week, we are kind of delving into the Christmas story, probably the beginnings of it. And we sort of are reading the book of Luke with our children, right? And I just saw some you know, very outstanding things that I think we can model to pray for our children. So we will start this week, and as we get ready for Christmas next week, we're going to probably continue in this. It's probably going to be a series of probably 2 to 3 weeks. We'll see how God takes that over. However, we're reading from the book of Luke, chapter 1, from 28 to 38. But I'm going to just focus on 28 today. So the Passion Translation says, Gabriel appeared to her, that's Mary, and said, Rejoice, beloved young woman, for the Lord is with you, and you are anointed with great favor. The New Living Translation said, Gabriel appeared to her and said, Greetings, favored woman. The Lord is with you. So imagine God just coming to you and calling you favored. How special is that? The International Children's Bible says, The angel came to her and said, Greetings. The Lord has blessed you and is with you. So, I mean, the other translations, we're hearing favored woman, beloved woman. What does that really mean? The International Children's Bible gives us an inkling into what it could mean. That being favored, being beloved, means that you're blessed, right? And the Lord is with you. The New King James Version says, And having come in, the angel said to her, Rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. I love this because, first of all, it singles out. It singles Mary out of multitudes and say, you're highly favored, you're blessed, you're chosen, you're beloved. And then it says, the Lord is with you. So you have the full support and the full backing of the Lord. Come on. Isn't that something we want for our children? And then comparing her to other peers and stuff, it says, blessed are you among women. Yikes, I want that, right? So, yeah. And the last scripture we're going to read is from the Message version. And it says, In the 6th month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to the Galilean village of Nazareth to a virgin engaged to be married to a man descended from David. His name was Joseph and the virgin's name Mary. Upon entering, Gabriel greeted her. "Good morning. You're beautiful with God's beauty." Come on. Beautiful inside and out. God be with you. So yeah, we're going to go on and pray for our children, boys and girls, you know, that they will be anointed with God's favor. As we'll see probably next week or so. With being chosen and being favored by God, I mean, there's some inconveniences and some trials. However, the result is spectacular. It is beyond our wildest imagination. But we will be praying. We'll go right ahead to just pray and decree concerning our children that they are favored of the Lord. Father, we thank you for your word that brings light, illumination, understanding. Your word creates, it just creates things, Father. It brings beauty out of chaos. We thank you that in every season, at every point in time, we can turn to you and we can turn to your word. Father, we thank you for the assurance of your word. We thank you. Your word says that heaven and earth will pass away, but your word will never, ever pass away. So we thank you that we can stand strong on your word, that we can trust who you are, faithful, kind, merciful, true. And Lord, we thank you for this season of Christmas. We thank you for sending your son, Father, to be born in a lowly estate, to take on the form of humanity, Father, even though he is all divine and all royal and all glorious. But thank you for doing it for us so that we will be able to communicate. We will be able to identify. We will be able to come boldly. We just say thank you, Lord, for this season of Christmas. We thank you for the birth and the life and the testimony and the glory that has come forth from this, Father. We just give you praise. So we lift up our children into your hands, God. We decree that they will be anointed with your favor. We decree that your hand is upon them, that you are with them. Just as you said, greetings, favored woman. We decree concerning our children, our boys, that they are favored men. Concerning our girls, that they are favored women. We thank you, Father, that you are with them. We thank you that your gaze is upon them. That they're always, your mind is so full of them according to your word, Father. We just want to thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that our children are beloved by you. We thank you, Lord, that they're anointed. Anointed for the supernatural. Anointed with great favor. That you anoint their heads, O God, and their cups overflow in and out of season, Father, that your hand is upon them, that you are with them, God. We bless you, God. We thank you that our children are blessed, that they are blessed beyond compare, that they are favored, favored in everything, favored in every way. We thank you, Father, that you said you are with them and you will never forsake them. We just give you praise. We thank you, Lord, that our children are endowed with your beauty, Father, that their lives are a testimony everywhere we go, a testimony to everywhere they go, Lord, a testimony to who you are, Father, a testimony to the beauty of who you are, Father, a testimony to the fragrance, the essence of who you are, that when people see them, that when people hear them talk, that when people see the way they walk, everything that they do, Father, will be a testament of your beauty inside and out, in and out of season. When they go in or when they come in, when they speak or when they're silent, Father, we pray that their lives will be a testament of your glory. Their lives will be a testament of your beauty. Lord, we just thank you. We thank you. We thank you that our children are endued with grace. Our children are filled with your anointing. Filled, anoint them, Father, to overflow. Overflow for each and every day of their lives, Father. We pray that you will anoint them for the impossible, God. That you will give them the grace, the tenacity, the strength, everything they need to walk with you, to run with you, to leave a legacy of holiness and righteousness, Father. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that they're favored amongst their peers. They're favored everywhere they go. We thank you that you give them more understanding than their teachers, more understanding that they're just outstanding in every way, Father. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. We thank you because we know that you are good and your mercy endures forever. We thank you that you never lie. You cannot lie. So we hold you to your word. We believe your word. We thank you for your word. And we give you all the praise and all the glory. Thank you for an amazing Christmas celebration. For your blessings to reign over every family and every child that is represented here. Thank you, Father, because you're the God of miracles. And in this season of Christmas, we believe you for miracles. We bless your holy name. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. If this is your first time here, or you've never given your heart to Jesus, or you'd like to rededicate your heart to Jesus, this is your time. This is your season. He loves you so very much, and he is for you. So I just invite you to say, "Dear Jesus, I acknowledge that I'm a sinner. I ask you to forgive me of my sins. I ask you to come into my heart. I believe that you died on the cross, and I believe that you came so that I will be set free. I confess all my sins, and I ask you to come into my heart that I will never be the same again. Thank you, dear Jesus. Amen. Amen." Thank you, friends, everyone. If you said the prayer, welcome to the family. We love you already, even before we met or we meet you. May the Lord bless and keep you. Thank you all for joining me today. I will see you in the next episode. God bless and have a great holiday season. Bye.